And let's say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. Or you say he couldn't swallow. It got stuck in his throat, so he couldn't.
And it got stuck in his throat, it choked him.
Yeah, and he couldn't swallow it.
Couldn't swallow it.
Okay.
But he better do something about it. Do you know if people have choked to death on beef?
Really?
I read a doctor, I don't know whether he's here in Chattanooga, but he did choke. He was out with friends for dinner, and he choked to death on a piece of steak, piece of roast or something. It was beef. And you want to turn this off so I can tell you the experience we had?
Okay.
We were out at Morrison's, a cafeteria. My brother-in-law, my son's uncle on his father's side, was there with his lady friend, and we were all at the table together. And of course, he has dentures, and he normally, a lot of people take the dentures out to masticate or chew their food, but he was sitting there, and he cut his steak. He put a piece in his mouth, and he took a sip of coffee, and he said, and before chewing it, he sucked it down his throat. And his eyes almost crossed, and he looked at Carrie. She says, "What's the matter, Golden? What's wrong, Golden?" He couldn't talk. He just stood, his eyes bucked, got bigger and bigger. And I said, "Russell, let's take him out. And I grabbed the glass of ice water off the table. And he started out with his uncle. Well, my son is tall, 6'3". Golden is small. His legs collapsed under him, and two men ran to him, said, "Won't help." They took him out into the entry. And I said, "Russell, hit him in his back, my son." I said, "Hit him here, as between the shoulders as hard as you can." And I dashed the water on him. He got the, you see what happens when you're choking like that, your brain ceases, the blood doesn't get to the brain, and it damages the brain. And he started coming around. He was all but dead. And now, one day my son, he likes to eat in the dining room, and he came in doing like this. I started beating him to death. He had a piece large, and I was just, he was trying to get it down. Oh, I was beating him to death, and he said, "I'm all right." I have an awful lot of energy when it comes to striking. But then I read about this doctor, and it is very, I know this. We belong to the same church. He died eating lunch. Somebody, he got choked, and they didn't know what was happening. He just said, "Oh, you'll die." And I get very frightened. I cut my meat up very small, and try to chew it very slowly. And I'm scared of being choked. I don't want to be choked to death, but that's what happened. Sure did. And I read that before, and then, people can die in many ways.
Yeah.
He's gone over there. He's gone now. He's
okay, things that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarettes, pipe,
and those long
and cigars.
Okay. And someone offers to do you a favor, and you tell them, "Well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated."
Okay. And somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you say, "Sure,
I'll do it."
Or if they ask you if you're able to do it, and you say, "Sure,
I'll just say, sure, I can do it."
Okay. And if you're not able to do something, you say, "Well, I'd like to, but
I have something else that I have to do. I just can't do it."
Okay. And